I love the Lord because He hears my voice and my supplications. Many of the Psalms are this way. The Psalms are horizontal. When the psalmist says, praise the Lord, he's telling you and me. So he speaks horizontally to others. This is a testimony. And by the way, we should do that.
Has the Lord helped you?
Has the Lord saved you? Tell people. Speak as a testimony. He speaks horizontally, but he also speaks vertically within the psalm. He speaks right to the Lord. There's direct address right here in the psalm, right to the Lord.
Welcome to Downtown Bible Class with Pastor Scott Gilchrist. Today we turn in our Bibles to Psalm 116. Pastor Scott brings a message titled, I Love the Lord Because. We invite you to follow along with us now as we get started.
We're going to have a good time in Psalm 116. In fact, I'd like you to open to that, and then I'd like you to stand with me in honor of God and His Word, just to, you know, if you don't hear anything else, hear the Word of the Lord. And so we stand in reverence before the Word of the Lord. Lord, You have spoken. You didn't just speak, You wrote it down. It is written. Thank You. And may You now write it on our hearts. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Just listen. When it was evening, He came with the 12. And as they were reclining at table, we're coming around the table this morning. And as they were gathered around the table eating the Passover, Jesus said, truly I say to you that one of you will betray me, one who's eating with me. They began to be grieved and to say to him one by one, surely not I. And he said to them, it's one of the 12, one who dips with me in the bowl. For the Son of Man is to go just as it is written of him. But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been good for that man if he'd not been born. And while they were eating, he took some bread, and after a blessing, he broke it and gave it to them and said, take it. This is my body. And he took a cup. And when he'd given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank from it. And he said to them, this is my blood of the covenant, which is to be shed on behalf of many. Truly I say to you, I shall never again drink of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God. And after singing a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. These psalms that you're looking at were the Hallel psalms, the praise psalms, and they were read before the Passover meal and after the Passover meal. And so now, realizing that they sang these hymns, these songs, these psalms, Jesus, our Lord Jesus, heard these words on the night in which he was betrayed. I love the Lord because he hears my voice and my supplications, because he's inclined his ear to me. Therefore, I shall call upon him as long as I live. The cords of death encompassed me, and the terrors of Sheol came upon me. I found distress and sorrow. Then I called upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech you, save my life. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yes, our God is compassionate. The Lord preserves the simple. I was brought low, and he saved me. Thank you. You can be seated. They called it the Hillel Psalm, the Egyptian Hillel, the Passover Hillel, the redemption out of Egypt, the deliverance out of bondage. You've loosed my bonds, he says in this psalm, 116. 113 through 118, these psalms, the 113th and 114th, traditionally would be sung or read before the meal, then the meal, and then the psalms. In fact, at this point, three times Matthew records the 118th psalm had already been fulfilled and quoted prior to the Passover, because the departure they were talking about, remember Moses and Elijah with Jesus up on the mountain, they were talking about his departure. The Passover lamb has been slain, the departure, the exodus, if you will. So right around the Passover, they were listening to this psalm. But what is this psalm? I mean, yeah, it's a Hillel psalm. Hillel means praise. And when we say hallelujah, you know, hallelujah, praise Jehovah, praise Yahweh, praise the Lord. What are these psalms? We can say, yeah, they're part of the Hillel, the Egyptian Hillel. Yes, it was sung by Jesus. But what is it? What is it? It's a gushing out. This psalm is a burst of praise, a gushing out of why I love the Lord. Why do I love the Lord? And the psalmist just gushes out his love for the Lord, verses 1 through 11. And then verses 12 through 19, kind of a secondary thing. What am I going to do about it? Why do I love the Lord? And then, what shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits toward me? Let me ask you, do you love the Lord? Do you love the Lord? What are you going to do about it? Two simple questions that the psalm really guides us with. And I hope that it becomes more than just a sheet of paper in your pocket, you know, but maybe you'll mull it over. In fact, all these psalms, this little pocket of Hillel psalms, be great to meditate on, but it's a great time to just spend some time in this psalm. Let's just glance at it momentarily, and then we'll... I love the Lord, he says, because... Why do I love the Lord? Because he saved me. I mean, read verse 3. The cords of death encompassed me. The terrors of Sheol came upon me. I found distress and sorrow. Then I called on the name of the Lord. Oh, Lord, I beseech you, save my life. I just cried out, save me. And he did. He's compassionate. He's gracious. The psalmist says, I love the Lord because he saved me. Do you love him? I know why you love him. Because he saved you. I love the Lord because he saved me. That's who he is. Look at verse 5. He's gracious. He's gracious. I was dead in my sin. I was a mess. But God was rich in mercy, and by grace, unmerited, undeserved blessing, He lavished on me. He's gracious. Look at the next line. He's compassionate. How many times do I read when Jesus would look on a large group of people, He'd say, the Bible would just say, He felt compassion. I love the Lord because He's compassionate. That's just who He is. You know, we were saying during one of the Blazer games, we need Dame to be Dame. You know, that's who He is. And we understand that kind of talk. When somebody, that's a very, you know, well, the Lord is gracious, compassionate. That's just who He is. Look at verse 6. He preserves the simple. One of the great aspects of deliverance is He preserves, He protects, He takes care of the simple. You know, this word is interesting, and I would just encourage you to take your place as a simple one. I looked it up because I wondered, oh, that word's a little different than usual. And 19 times this word is used, and 14 of them are very, very familiar if you've read the Book of Wisdom, the Proverbs, the naive. Just kind of bumbling through life, the simple, the naive, often getting into folly. But if that naive one will cry out to the Lord, He preserves the simple. You don't have to qualify. All you have to do is be simple and admit you've made foolish mistakes. The Lord preserves the simple. And you say, how? Well, He does it initially when we cry out, and then He takes care of us all the way through. Because if you start to think you're wise, if I start to think, well, I've got it together. No, we need to daily take our place as simple ones. The law of the Lord makes wise the simple. Psalm 19. The unfolding of your word. Daily, you and I need to unfold and open it up. I was talking with Luis about this verse. It's the 130th verse in Psalm 119. He quoted it, and then he said, where is that? And we were talking about it, and he said, in Spanish, it's the exposition of your word brings light. It gives understanding to the simple. And so really, I've just about given you every occurrence of this word. Most of the time, it's naive in Proverbs. And if you read them, you'll see these naive people, they need a shepherd. They need a guide, and He's a compassionate shepherd. He doesn't want you to be a sheep without a shepherd. He preserves the simple. That's just who the Lord is. Why do I love Him? Because He saves. What am I going to do about it? Verse 12, what shall I render to the Lord for all His benefits toward me? Two Fridays ago, we gathered for prayer, the elders early in the morning, which we do on Fridays, and the 118th Psalm was on somebody's heart, that portion that I already read, in fact, and then Scott Curtis just said, I've been mulling over this 116th Psalm, and he started with verse 12. What shall I render to the Lord for all His benefits toward me? And I'm telling you, when we speak to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual, when we're Spirit-filled, one of the things that happens is that Scripture, when it's processed through your life, through your experience, there's something about it that it just takes on more power. And when he just read that verse, what shall I render to the Lord for all His benefits toward me? It spoke loudly. And then he went on and read verse 14, I shall pay my vows to the Lord. Verse 18, I shall pay my vows to the Lord. And he talked about it a little bit. And we'll come back to that. But what shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I'm going to call on the name of the Lord, verse 13. I will call upon the name of the Lord, verse 17. I will call upon the name of the Lord. I'm going to call on the name of the Lord publicly in the assembly. I shall pay my vows to the Lord. Oh, may it be, verse 14, in the presence of all his people. Verse 18, he repeats it. Oh, may it be in the presence of all his people. What shall I do? What shall I render to the Lord? I'm going to call on his name publicly. And I'm going to call on the Lord persistently. Look back at verse 2. I love the Lord because he hears my voice and my supplications. Because he's inclined his ear to me, therefore I shall call upon him as long as I live. Now, we've just glanced at it. And I think it's good to do that sometimes, especially with a psalm. You know, just absorb it and read it again. And by the way, you could take this psalm and with profit, read it several times a day this week. Just Psalm 116. You got it in your pocket or in front of you, you know. And just ask the Lord to open it up for you. But it's the psalm that would have been sung along with these others by our Lord Jesus as he contemplated what we're going to contemplate today. As he looked ahead to Calvary. And as we look back to the cross. I've already said it's called the Egyptian Hallel. They sang it at Passover. There's another, these 113 through 18, 120 through 130-something is the Great Hallel, another burst of praise psalms. And then 145 to 150, the final Hallel. And there were three times that God said to the Israelites, I want you to gather. I want every male to gather. And the Passover, Pentecost, and the Feast of Booths. And every year they gathered and they used these praise psalms. But it's more than just that. That'd be a formal use. You know, you get used to hearing certain things, don't you? I mean, we've had so many kids, and we rejoice in the kids in this church family, that just about every one of you can quote that psalm, children are a gift from the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is a reward. And we rejoice in the familiarity of, because I just about always quote that psalm when I think about birth and kids and the joy of children. But there's this formal sense, and then there's this intensely personal testimony that this psalm is. I mean, the psalmist is praising God for deliverance from death. The cords of death encompassed me. It was like I was bound and tangled up. The cords of death encompassed me. The terrors of Sheol came upon me, found me. And I found not just stress. I mean, which one of us doesn't know something about stress? But this isn't just stress. This is, look at it, distress. Distress. And sorrow. That deep darkness of sorrow. And he goes all the way and just states it, the cords of death itself. Death. Binding us. The Lord sets free. The Lord sets free. You might be today in a situation where you're in distress. You feel completely overwhelmed. Maybe it's financial. Heard of someone in real straits just last night, just visiting, and the pain of bankruptcy, and then a double bankruptcy, and not knowing which way to turn, and the pressures that start to come. And I would have never guessed. Financial stress. Relational. Maybe things financially, everything's cool, but relationally. Oh, that can take you down. Maybe physical, maybe medical. Everything's cool, everything's fine, and then the diagnosis comes. Or maybe it's been, no, everything isn't cool, everything isn't fine, it's been a long grind. And like that lady that spent everything she had and went to every doctor she could find, and it wasn't getting better, it was getting worse. Now, life is full of these kinds of situations, and we're not immune from it as believers. The psalmist speaks for every one of us. Maybe it's emotional distress. The psalmist is in a position that every one of us can relate to. This is intensely personal. So I don't want to just analyze it. I want you to, and me, I want, in fact, I don't think I'll ever forget this psalm. I actually read where some old commentator said the 116th psalm, the favorite, except for the 23rd psalm, the favorite of the Lord's people. And I said, where have I been? Because if you said to me, what's the 116th psalm? I'm not sure, you know, I would have said, oh, that one. But I hope I always will from now on, and I hope you will too. This psalm is intensely personal. And watch just with me, and I think it's good to kind of see some of the elements of it. Because it's so personal, the psalmist speaks horizontally. Look at verse 1 and 2. I love the Lord, he's saying to us. I love the Lord because he hears my voice and my supplications. Many of the psalms are this way. The psalms are horizontal. When the psalmist says, praise the Lord, he's telling you and me. So he speaks horizontally to others. This is a testimony. And by the way, we should do that. Has the Lord helped you? Has the Lord saved you? Tell people. Speak as a testimony. He speaks horizontally, but he also speaks vertically within the psalm. He speaks right to the Lord. There's direct address right here in the psalm, right to the Lord.
You've been listening to Downtown Bible Class with Pastor Scott Gilchrist. Please stay with us. Pastor Scott will return in just a moment with a preview of our next broadcast. Today's program was titled, I Love the Lord Because, a message from the 116th Psalm. If you missed a portion of the message heard on the program today, or you'd like to share it with a friend, head on over to downtownbible.org. A free copy of today's entire message is available there for you to stream or download at your convenience. Southwest Bible would like to invite you to our outdoor Sunday evenings this coming August 7th through the 28th. We'll be hosting four different events this August, from our annual car show on the 7th to our first responders night on the 28th. Head over to our website at swbible.org for more information about times and events. We hope to see you there. Something we've been making available as a thank you gift to our listeners are USB flash drives loaded with Bible teaching series in their entirety. So currently, we're offering the recently completed entire book of Hebrews. That's 80 full-length messages, over 50 hours of clear, Christ-centered Bible teaching on this important book in the New Testament. We'd like to make these teachings available to you, our listeners. Just make your request, along with your gift of any size, to the ministry of Downtown Bible. You can do that during regular business hours by calling 503-524-7000, or by mail at P.O. Box 19191, Portland, Oregon, 97280. You can also simply click on Contact Us at downtownbible.org anytime. We'd love to put one of these valuable resources in your hands. Now, before we end our time today, let's go to Pastor Scott for a preview of our next broadcast.
I love the Lord because He hears my voice and my supplications to me. Therefore, I shall call upon Him as long as I live. Okay? I shall call upon Him as long as I live. Verse 9, I shall walk before the Lord in the land of the living. Verse 13, I shall lift up the cup of salvation. I'm going to tell others about salvation. Okay? Verse 17, to Thee, to You, Lord, I'll offer up a sacrifice of thanksgiving. And then the one that he repeats twice, I shall, verse 14, pay my vows to the Lord. I shall, verse 18, pay my vows to the Lord.
Join us again next time as we continue in Psalm 116. Pastor Scott brings part two of the message titled, I Love the Lord Because. Until then, may the grace of the Lord Jesus be with you.